You're listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. Brought to you by Third Way Collective.
This is more of understanding that faith is a huge part of our lives. I'm Dr. Moses Davis. I am the director of the Multicultural Resource Center here on campus. So as a person of faith, born and raised in the Baptist Church, the Black Baptist Church to be very specific, had very, very, very loving parents who, even though we were raised Baptist, allowed us to kind of question things that were going on. And I remember being a kid, though, in Sunday school and someone telling me that you can never question God, you know, here's what he says and that's what he says and that's it. But as I got older, I started hearing things and seeing things that Christians were doing, and I'm like, that doesn't sit well. I don't understand that. And so having my parents who were allowing us to understand and to question allowed me to just kind of understand more and deepen my understanding. Then I had what I call, I think the word is critical dissonance. When I was 16 years old, a birthday party coming up for a bunch of people who were in the Christian community where I was. And one of the young ladies was disinvited because she was pregnant. She was 16 years old. I remember thinking, why is she not allowed to come? And all the parents were like, no, she can't be around you all. You know, she's pregnant. And I thought for that moment, something was wrong with that. Because if we're a Christian community, a loving community, that's a time when she needs us around, not pushing her away. For me, that was the first big piece where I thought, something's wrong here. That kind of just led me more and more to question. And my questioning actually brought me closer to my faith, where some people question and they run away from it. The God I serve is a God of love. I want to be reflective of that love, and I don't ever want anyone to feel like that I'm blowing out their sunshine, you know, or their candle, so to speak, because I don't feel that's God's message. And so my prayer has always been, when I do the work that I do, is that I want to understand the way God wants me to understand it. And it's kind of how I live my life, you know, in the sense. How it affects my work now is that, you know, I show up in love. You walk into a room and interact with people, you show up in love, and it radiates around you. And so I don't want to go around to people, and you know, with the finger pointing and, you know, you're going to go to hell for this. That's not who I am. I want to be someone who shows, you know, the heart of God, you know. For the work that I do around diversity and inclusion, that's it. You know, that's the basis. And so that allows me to go into any circle with any group of people to say, you know what, I show up in love. I'm not here to damn anybody, to say that you're less than or better than. I'm here to show up in love. My faith helps to guide the work that I do without having to, you know, put up verses around my office or tracks or pass out stuff. My favorite quote, for example, is Gandhi's, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." And so if I'm living my life in that way, that change that I want to see is that everyone can be fully expressed as to who they are without having to put down or damn or isolate another group of people. My work allows me to go into several different spaces to talk about, you know, how do we create this inclusive Penn State? How do we start to make sure that we are understanding that everyone may not be like us, and that's okay. And how we start to think about that as we're looking at policy, how do we think about that as we're looking at environment and climate on campus, to do our part to make sure that everyone can be here. The advice I have is know who you are, or learn as you do your walk, and whatever faith tradition that you're in, while you're here on campus, to learn. Learn about others. The advice I get is to be open to learning and understanding that there are different interpretations of it, which is why I go back to my prayers always, Lord, give me the interpretation and understanding that you want me to have from this. Because otherwise, you're missing something, possibly. And so I think that, you know, the advice is, you know, be open, understand, reach out, question, and try to engage, authentically engage with people from different backgrounds, because you'll learn so much, I believe, from different people. I love peace, I love justice, I love faith. I mean, my faith is the crux of my life. It's how I move in space. I think it's important. I think it's something that helps to ground me. It gives me love, it gives me life. And I think that for those who are part of faith tradition, I think it's beautiful. And we shouldn't be ashamed of it. And I think that being at Penn State, there are so many different faiths on this campus that I would love to learn more and more about. Because I believe, for the most part, that faiths are pretty good. I think that as I've done my own work around different religions, people talk about the notion that there's a commonality of love, which is the basis for so many different religions. And what I say to people is just, you know, learn what that love means.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.